you?
Hi.
I have a co-host today. Luke is in town from Charlotte, North Carolina.
This is a great city you have here.
Happy New Year.
Hey. 2013. Who would have thunk it?
I know. Last night was insane. Power and light. KCPO. Champagne toast.
Yeah.
No. We.
The plaza was nice, though. It wasn't as packed as I thought it would be.
Westport?
Yeah, Cheesecake Factory, didn't we? It was great.
Have you been having a good time since you've been in town?
P.F. Chang's.
What have you been doing since you've been in town?
P.F. Chang's.
Besides that.
Sleeping on your couch.
Uh-huh.
And...
eating. I've
eaten a lot. I never want to eat again, actually. We just had Taco Villa.
Yeah. Delicious. You spent like $28 or something?
$14.99 was the exact total. I had to give away the taco. That hurt, but I couldn't do it.
Paul stepped up there, yeah, took care of it.
I was proud of him.
So what did we start the show off with?
That would be Suck My Ass It Smells by G.G. Allen.
We were talking about this earlier. How can you imagine the songwriting process for that song?
Well, you hear about people having these strokes of genius. Like, Neil Young wrote several of his biggest hits, like, coming out of a three-day, like, fever hallucinations, like, probably the same sort of thing.
Yeah.
Might have been 3 days of pure diarrhea for Gigi that
kind of
inspired
like,
greatness.
I always wonder about, on that level too, the queers I can't stop farting, you know?
Which is, you know, some of their best work.
Yeah. Well, we're gonna play some stuff. Do you want to pick the first song?
Sure.
What do you want to play? Anything you want.
Anything? Let's play the Zero Boys.
What song do you want?
New Generation.
All right, that sounds good. High five.
Hey. Yeah. was quaint.
It was fun. You played the first song,
which was the Zero Boys.
New Generation.
Yeah.
From Indianapolis.
Kind of an old generation now.
Did you see them?
No.
Because they played in Kansas City last year, right?
Yeah, they've played around North Carolina too, but around meaning states surrounding, not in the state of North Carolina. But
yeah,
I have not gotten a chance to road trip to go see them.
Yeah, and then I played the Revolt, Kick It Over.
I like that stuff.
Yeah, they're good. I just found out about them. It's guys from Swingin' Utters and One Man Army. It's good stuff though. I like both of those bands. I hope One Man Army plays some shows.
Last was X with a cover of The Doors, actually, Soul Kitchen.
Yes. That, you saw them play Los Angeles front to back.
Yeah.
Was it awesome?
Well, it was kind of before bands were doing shows like that. Like, yeah. Oh, we're playing this album from, but they played most of the materials from Los Angeles. It was great.
Was it Charlotte?
Yeah.
Tremont?
Yeah.
Damn.
Tremont Music Hall. Shout out.
That's awesome.
It was good. Like, they didn't seem... You know how you see some of those bands and they seem, like, old?
Right.
Like, they didn't seem like that at all. They played... the songs were, like, twice the speed they are on the record. And everybody... Like, Billy Zoom smiles the whole time they play. Like, he's always done that. But it seemed like everybody was smiling. Like, there was just awesome energy.
That's cool. I hope they... I mean... I know they just played a bunch of shows on the West Coast. I hope that they make it here at some point.
I would always go see that band, whatever chance I got.
Well, let's play another set of songs. And let's play you were just bringing up, like, when you think you're going to see old bands and they're just like, eh. But one that I saw... Or should we play a Stiff Little Finger song?
Yeah, we went to see them together.
We saw them in Chicago in, like, 2005, and I thought they were...
It was great.
Awesome. I saw them in Baltimore too in 2006, and they were awesome that time too. So
anytime you're in Baltimore is a great experience.
Look at this. This t-shirt's from there.
Oh,
at Deli.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
Well, what do you want to play?
Should Did we
play?
You guys see that t-shirt? It's a really nice t-shirt.
You. Do you want to play Tin Soldiers?
Yes.
Okay.
At the age of 21, he's still shit, I guess this is where all our ends. Or should I fall, things are going well, but it hasn't hurt, has to swear, has it? Oh shit, back on some ball, ball. Or should I watch your lips when they've lost them all? Or should I guess that this time's a time, and it seems to know, got a mind, don't it? Oh shit, ah. I wish I'd known before now. Or should the two words such a cow? Or should I wanna waste in my time? Oh shit, things have the list, cause I mind face it. Your shit, your shit. Oh shit, I wish I'd known before now. Or should the two words such a fucking cow? Or should I wanna waste in my time? Oh shit, just something was gonna never be mine. And this, your shit, your shit, your shit. And me, your shit, your shit, your shit, your shit, your shit.
To come alive, out on the edge, out on the
We started with Stiff Little Fingers, Tin Soldiers, and then you played a Buzzcocks song.
Yes, I like them.
Called Oh Shit.
Oh,
sorry.
Explicit lyrics.
And then I played Cox Bar, Because You're Young. That they're another band that I was kind of like, eh, I want to see them, but I
won't. Oldies but goodies.
Yeah, but I wonder what they're going to be like. And they were awesome. I saw them in Chicago. My brother Mike just saw them in Philly.
They seem kind of fat.
They are, but they're awesome.
I would go if I had. When they come to the States, they play like two shows.
Yeah. It's weird. I think they're bigger now than they've ever been. Don't you think?
Yeah.
It's crazy. Because they've been a band since like 1975 or something.
There's a couple of those bands that like old pub rock punk bands from England that
are big now.
Yeah. Or like might have been considered oi at one point. The Blitz has a big following again, like kind of a resurgence as well.
Oh, really?
We should play a Blitz song.
Do you want to?
Yeah.
Do you want to do it now or later?
Let's do it now.
Okay, which song do you want to hear?
New Age.
Okay.
Okay. Was the Blitz, like I just told you,
New
if
age.
You have a short attention span.
What, but so they play, they're playing shows here and there?
No, they never play. They seem to be, I see a lot of t-shirts on the kids these days.
Yeah. Is Daughtry still a big?
Yes.
What do you think of them?
Incredible. Timeless.
How about I pick the next song?
I don't know how I feel about that.
Let's see. Let me think. I want to play the Steve Adamick Band. Do you want to hear that?
Yeah. It's pretty cool. I haven't heard this stuff yet.
Okay, it's pretty cool. I think the song is called Anywhere You Want to Go.
Okay.
See ya.
Bye.
We'll be back. I'll take you anywhere you want to go. Let's play.
time magical machine. I got to find a way. Pop another drink, I'm done with fading away. Hello, Tommy Mann, got a new haircut. I'm in love with you there. But I don't know where I'm going and I'm still feeling nowhere. I never try, I never go to jail. I just wanna survive, and I'm gonna find a plenty of kids. But it's always the most down. I see nowhere in the world. Nowhere for me, I know. I gotta find it, find it. Uh-huh. Tell me what did I do to get so low, 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 low. I hope we'll be out there, hope we'll get together. I never try, try, I never go to theater. I do the best that I can. And I've almost found a brand new sound. What kind of do you say? You know it like just because you have to run after you. I see nowhere now. Nowhere now.
All right, that first song was Steve Adamick Band, Anywhere You Want to Go, and then you played a song by a band from Charlotte.
Friends of mine from Charlotte, North Carolina. They play Marshall Stacks. They're called the AMFMs.
What's the song called?
Blow It Up. I hope they don't get mad. It's kind of an unmixed song that they just gave me, but
they probably won't care, do you think?
I can't believe you leaked our record. Because there might actually be like 20 people waiting to hear it.
The record?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Which is 19 more people than would be waiting to hear my band.
Well, and then we'll get to that in a second. But I played a song by a French band called The Dogs. The song is called No Way. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
So let's play a song by your band. Okay. You want to talk about your band a little bit?
I'm in a band with some fine fellows. We play hardcore music. It's called The Meat Group, and we play shows in Charlotte, North Carolina. We don't necessarily have too much of an online presence, so I can't plug it, but it's fun, and I hope you enjoy it.
You've been playing shows around town?
Yeah, from time to time.
What's the name of the song you want to play?
We kind of haven't named the songs.
Okay.
Yet.
But the second song you want to play is a band that you guys played a show with in Charlotte. Yeah. They're from Italy, right?
Yeah, Smart Cops. My friend Daniel in Raleigh puts them out on Sorry State Records, which I can plug. And they have plenty of online presence. I suggest you check it out. I'll probably play a couple other songs from Sorry State releases later.
I was going to say, do you want to just make it a 3 songs in a row from Charlotte bands? Is there another...
Let's do a Brain Flannel song.
Okay. Which, do you know what it's called? Or which Smart Cop song do you want to play? Is it the one with the police siren at the beginning?
Yeah, yeah.
I love that song. I can't pronounce it though, what it's called.
There's a video for that song too. It's pretty cool.
And then we'll play a Meat Group song, then a Smart Cop song, then a Brain Flannel song.
Yeah.
All right, cool. That sounds good. can talk if you want.
I can talk if I want?
You can do whatever you want.
I feel like I'm getting to know our audience better.
You do?
Yeah.
Who's our audience? You, me, and Mike?
Mike listens to the show? I doubt it.
I think he actually does.
Really?
Maybe. Probably not.
He wakes up for 45 minutes to listen to the podcast in between naps.
He's not going to appreciate that. So we played Meat Group, your rock and roll outfit.
Yes.
And then Smart Cops.
Yes.
And then Brain Flannel.
Yeah.
And then we brought back that G.G. Allin song again.
It's, what can I say? It's
Why not? Classic.
Once again, the song is entitled Suck My Ass, It Smells.
Let's do one more set of songs and play some metal.
I like metal.
We'll play three metal songs.
At least like the metal that we're playing.
Yeah.
Metal these days is kind of weird.
I don't really even know what's going on.
You have to have like one hell of a hairdresser to be in a metal band these days.
Well, I mean, like, are you talking like new metal or what?
Is
like Mastodon? I mean, they're metal, right?
Yeah.
But I guess really
those guys are kind of cool. Like, I don't, it's hard to follow. I don't know. I stick with the classics.
I do too. Well, let's start off this set with Mouth for War by Pantera.
Yeah.
Okay.
Taylor Knox.
Okay.
Favorite band.
Shout out.
Send it out to him.
Did he ever, he's probably too young to have seen him though, right?
No, he hasn't seen him.
You know I saw him, right?
He saw Down the other day.
Is that Phil Anselmo?
Yeah, he got to meet him.
What'd he say?
Huh?
Did he say it was cool?
Yeah.
Where did they play?
Tremont, actually.
That's cool. There was a show, I was looking on their calendar the other day, there was a show at Tremont that I was like, man, it's at Tremont? It was like something coming up in the next couple weeks. I'll have to look at the calendar again.
Lee Fields?
No.
Have you ever listened to that dude?
No.
We'll do that later. We'll do something like that some other time. But
We're going to do a second episode. We might as well. We're just having so much fun. Are you hungover?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hangovers are weird. I usually just get kind of crackhead like
jittery.
Yeah,
I get like horribly depressed.
Oh,
so I'm having a good time.
Yeah,
let's play Mouth for War, and then we'll play a couple more metal songs, and then we'll come back and talk.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
again.
Welcome.
We played Pantera Mouth for War, was the opener.
Slayer, my all-time favorite Slayer song, Altar of Sacrifice.
I saw them this summer.
Yeah?
They were fucking awesome.
I haven't seen them in a long time.
It was the hottest. It was like the hottest day of my life, though. It was that trashy festival, Mayhem Fest.
I haven't heard of it, but that's an awesome name.
Well,
Mayhem Fest.
I really wanted to go because even though it was the middle of July, it was 108 degrees out. It sucked. But they played, Anthrax played on a smaller side stage, and Motorhead.
Whoa.
And then when Slipknot started playing, I got up and left, and I beat the rest of all the Kansas City people out of the...
Kansas City likes the Slipknot.
Dude, Kansas City just loves metal. You know what I mean?
It's Johnny Dare's fault. Has he been on the podcast?
No.
Oh.
That's actually a pretty good idea. It is a big metal town, you know?
It is.
And shit, bands are still big here. Like, Poison is still, like, legitimately big here.
I don't think Jackal's ever been bigger anywhere.
Yeah, Jackal's big here.
I stand alone today.
We should play Jackal next episode.
I love that song.
Have you seen this show called Full Throttle Saloon?
No. What's that?
It's a reality show that takes place in Sturgis during like the biker rally.
Full Throttle Saloon.
But Jesse James Dupree from Jackal is part owner of a bar called Full Throttle Saloon, and they're only open for like 10 days.
No, just for Sturgis?
Yeah, but
I'm sure you make a killing,
man. Yeah, but it's a reality show about that bar. It's like three level. It's supposed to be crazy. But anyway, the season just started. I haven't seen it. I just learned all this on my morning drive to work from 98.9 The Rock. But they end this season in Kansas City. They recreated that bar here this summer. And Jackal played, of course. And it's kind of funny that they chose Kansas City to do that.
I had a weird 98.9 experience. When I got
here
to town, yeah, Emily and I picked up the rental car, and of course the first thing I did was tune it to 98.9. Even Flow, Pearl Jam.
Dude, they play shit. Like, I listen to the morning show because I think the Johnny Dare show is pretty funny. I like the people who call in.
Yeah.
Johnny Dare, tell me I'm caller 9, you miserable son of a bitch.
They did play Hoobastank to follow it up, though.
They play shit. I like listening to Johnny Dare in the morning, and D. Snyder still has a show on there called House
of... Oh, he has that syndicated show.
House of Hair. That's pretty good.
Which, this will be syndicated soon enough.
This show?
Yes.
Probably.
Yeah.
I think the last episode got 30 people.
Ooh.
I know.
That's bigger than I thought it was, like, real... in all seriousness.
Dude, I was looking at the count on some of these. The one I did with Berwanger had, like, 150. It's weird. That guy's got some pull, apparently.
He's got fans.
The third song we played was Black Sabbath, Into the Void. Great, great tune.
Yeah.
So, we're just going to leave you with one, at least this episode.
Yeah.
We're going to leave you with
one. I might come back in a couple of weeks.
Fly back in?
Yeah, just to do the podcast.
You could either
never know.
You could either fly back in a couple of weeks, or I could stop recording and we could do another episode right now. You want to do that?
I like choice A.
Let's just leave the people who listen to this with something nice.
Yeah, it's something sentimental. Send them off the right way.
Okay, good.
It's been great, Kansas City. Just end it right there.
Yeah, we will.
Oh, we're still ending it?
Yeah.
Shit.
Anything else you want to say?
Jesus Christ. Somewhere has to tell. Somewhere has to tell.